Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Hi, her name is Lashana Cox.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer her over. Thank you. Hello, Lashana?
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, with you.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. My name is Shireen, and I'm speaking to you on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC Baby Formula lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
My son.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
And in regards to injuries, did your son have any gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, any intestinal perforation, scarring or stricture in the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy? Oh, go ahead.
He had liver problems.
Okay. Any other?
And the doctor had did surgery, the laparotomy, I think I'm saying.
Oh, exploratory laparotomy?
Yes.
At the moment,
and the doctor had cut.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, at the moment, does he have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions?
No.
But he has a current liver problem?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I am so, so sorry to hear that. And do you have any medical records showing proof of his diagnosis?
Only now, but you guys, I'm willing to give you guys permission to get it from the hospital or if I have to get it.
Okay, but there is proof that there is medical records?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what date was your son diagnosed with NEC?
The first week of October.
So roughly around October 1st. What year?
2016.
Okay. And was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after being fed formula?
After.
After, okay. And how long after being fed the formula was your son diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
If I'm not mistaken, within 7 days.
Okay. And then what was the name of the formula that your son was fed?
Similac Nearshore.
Similac, okay. And how far along were you when you gave birth to your son?
I was 7 months, 31 weeks.
31 weeks. And what is your son's date of birth?
10/09/2016.
I'm sorry, say that again?
October 9th, 2016.
Okay. And then you mentioned that he was diagnosed the first week of October. Let me see. Let's go back to 2016.
I'm gonna say that between the first and third of 2016, because his surgery date was the third week of October, so I'm gonna say between the first and the third.
Okay, so he was born the 9th, which would bring us to about the second week of October.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would say he was diagnosed within the second to third week of October.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you had to pick a date, what would you roughly estimate was when he was diagnosed?
That was long ago. I'm going to say I had him on the 9th, so I'm going to say maybe 19th, if that, I think.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for clarifying.
Yeah, I'm going to say the 19th.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I still have the hospital paperwork because it was at University Hospital, so I'm going to look through my paperwork.
Okay. And what was the hospital that he was born and diagnosed at?
University.
And what city is this?
North New Jersey. 150 Bergen Street, North New Jersey.
Okay, I see this University Hospital located at 150 Bergen Street in Newark, New Jersey. Zip code 07103.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just writing that down. And that was the same hospital he was born and diagnosed at, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of your son, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your son still with us?
Yes.
Okay, I'm very, very happy to hear that. And then I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of your son?
Oh.
And you have authority to sign on behalf of your son?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did your son become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did they leave and come back?
While he was in the hospital.
Okay. And he is now 8 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then if needed, would you be able to provide a birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am. I sent it over already.
Did you already file a claim with, who did you send your
No,
birth certificate over to?
The guy I was just talking to that put me with you.
Oh, okay. Okay. The lead generator. I was like, where'd you send your birth certificate? Okay. And then do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula that you know of?
Not that I know of. I'm not
Okay.
sure.
No worries. And then can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
Gender male.
Thank you. And can I get his first name?
Marquis Smith. Oh,
Do you
sorry,
mind?
Marquis.
Can you spell it for me, please?
Marquis.
Okay. Do you have a middle name that you want to put down for him?
No, he doesn't have a middle name.
Okay, and last name Smith, Smith?
Yes.
And does he have a suffix in his name, such as junior, senior, the second, third?
No.
No? Okay. And then can
No,
I get
ma'am.
his full social, please?
His full social,
Mm-hmm.
147-239638.
Okay, thank you so much. And then your first name, is it spelled Lashana?
Yes.
And then do you have a middle name that you want to put down?
No.
Okay, and then your last name?
Cox, COX.
Okay, and then do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
And can I get your full social, please?
147-837475.
Okay. And then can I get your date of birth?
December 18, 1989.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
And then for your email, I have LashanaCox25@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And for your phone number, I have 862-316-2290.
Yes, ma'am.
And then is this your cell or your home number or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
49 Broad Street, apartment B as in boy, Newark, New Jersey, 07104.
Okay, you said apartment B, correct?
Yes.
Just want to make sure I have it correct. Okay, so I have 49 Broad Street, apartment B in Newark, New Jersey, zip code 07104.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then do you have any official documents to show you or the power of attorney over your son, such as a birth certificate?
Yes, I sent it. Well, I could resend it, but yes.
Okay, no worries. I don't need it at the moment. And then your name on the birth certificate is the same, Lashana Cox?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you have any of the following issues during pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, potential
No.
insufficiency,
No.
delayed cord clamping,
No,
and HIV,
ma'am.
HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then I do need to ask again, was the child born premature?
Yes, ma'am.
And which state was the which state was your son born in?
Which date? October?
No, sorry. Which state?
Oh, New Jersey.
And then was your child diagnosed while in the NICU?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when did he get admitted into the NICU?
He got admitted, if I'm not mistaken, that was October.
October. Do you have a rough estimate on the day? Was it the day that he was born, 2 days after he was born?
I'm gonna say 2 days. It was, I think it was 2 days.
Okay,
'Cause he
so
was in there for about 2 months and 1 week. He was hospitalized for like 2 months and 1 week.
2 months and 1 week. Okay, so
So.
roughly he went there around October 11, 2016.
Yeah, 'cause he was in
And
there for like 2 months.
you said 2 months and 1 week. Let's see what that brings us to.
December. It was like the 4 week December he got discharged.
Like around December 18th, so around your birthday?
Before, like a few days before my birthday, he came home in
Okay.
2016.
If you had to pick a date, what would you say?
My birthday was on, I think it was a Thursday that year. I'm not sure. I'm gonna say the 11th, 'cause my birthday is like a week after.
Okay.
I'm gonna say the 11th.
Okay, so he was admitted into NICU roughly around October 11, 2016, and he was discharged from the NICU December 11, 2016. And then what was his birth weight?
His birth weight was 3 pounds, 5 ounces.
3 pounds, 5 ounces. And then do you remember when he started being fed the formula? Do you remember the date?
Right? No, I don't
Was it
think I remember that.
the day he was
I think it was like
born?
right after.
Right after he was born?
Yeah.
So the same.
The doctor had asked me to put him on because I wanted to breastfeed, and the doctor was saying that he wasn't latching. He wasn't able to latch because he was preemie.
Okay. And then when did would you say that he stopped using the formula?
Once he started, he has stopped once he started getting all the symptoms.
Okay. So was that the date that he was diagnosed?
Yes, because he had to give him extra oxygen. He told him to stop the feeding and he gave him vitamin therapy.
Okay.
So,
So that was roughly around October 19, 2016.
yeah, I say that,
Okay.
yeah.
And what was the time between the usage and the neck?
The usage in the neck for what?
What was the time between the two? Like him starting the formula and then him being diagnosed?
Oh damn. I'm not sure. You mean in like the weeks?
In terms of days, so he was diagnosed. I don't know why we are required to ask this question. It's a little bit repetitive. And
Yes,
it
I'm like,
confused
huh?
the way that the question's worded is a little bit confusing. But what was the time between your son stopping, or I think either starting or being on the formula and then getting diagnosed with NEC?
Okay, because he was diagnosed like the 3rd week of October, so I'm gonna say he took him off maybe like a week before,
Okay,
because he
so
started getting sick.
was okay, so we did just say he stopped using the formula the day he was diagnosed. So you said now he stopped using it the week before, or did he stop being fed the formula the day he was diagnosed?
Honestly, I don't remember. It's kind of,
To the
I'm
best of
gonna
your
say
knowledge.
the, damn, that shit was long ago.
Let me ask you this. This might be easier. How do you remember how long your son was on formula for?
Was
Was it
only
like a
on
couple days?
formula for about, yeah, only a couple of days
Only a couple
because he
days?
started getting really sick. Yeah, and they end up doing a testing. Yeah, he did an abdominal test
Okay.
and blood test and stool test. So like right after that.
So would you say he was on it for roughly around so? The date that he was diagnosed was the 19th. A week before that would bring us to the 12th. And from what if he started using the formula on the day that he was diagnosed, that means he roughly used it around 3 days. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, because
Okay.
right after that, like I said, the doctor had gave him abdominal testing and blood testing and stool tests.
Okay. And then so I believe the time between usage and injury would be 3 days, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
Man, this is so long ago.
Or no, sorry, I not 3 days. The time between usage and injury would be, I'm sorry, 7 days, because he stopped using the formula on the 12th and then was diagnosed on the 19th.
Okay, I'm gonna find the paperwork because
Okay.
I'm gonna email
The
it to y'all.
attorney, the attorneys will clarify that with you, but would you want to say 3 days or 7 days?
I'll say 3 days.
3 days?
I'll say
Okay.
3 days.
Okay. So the rest of these questions are a lot easier. Was the child, I just have to confirm, was the child fed formula in the hospital?
Yes,
Okay. And
mixed
did
with
you?
cow milk though.
Okay. And did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based formula, such as low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and/or dark or bloody stools?
No.
None of those symptoms?
The only symptoms he had was the stomach pain, the vomiting. He had breathing issues. He had bloody stool maybe once, but like the rest of it was like stomach pain, green vomiting, breathing issues, like stuff like that.
Any trouble feeding?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll put that down. And then do you have a, I do have to confirm this. Do you have a copy of the medical records for your son?
I don't have them on me, but like I told the other person that I can get them from the hospital.
Okay. And
Or I give
then,
you guys permission to pull them from the hospital.
okay. And would you be able to provide these by mail or electronically? Or both?
Either or, it doesn't matter.
I'll put down both. And then, what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo to NEC? Any antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, or any unrelated surgeries?
He did the laparotomy.
Exploratory laparotomy?
The one that start with an L?
Exploratory
Laparotomy?
laparotomy?
Oh, that's the full word.
Yeah, that's the full one. It's okay. A lot of my colleagues can't even pronounce it. And then when was the last time your son was treated for neck-related issues?
Last time he went to the doctor for that to actually get a check was last year to
Okay.
make sure everything was fine.
Okay, do you remember the month and year?
I'm gonna say May 2023. Yeah, I'm gonna say
Okay.
May because it was
Okay.
right when school was about to end.
Okay. And then in terms of who diagnosed your son with NEC, I know you said that he was born and diagnosed at, I'm sorry, University
University.
Hospital. Do you remember the name of the doctor?
Dr. Mark Adams was the pediatrics doctor.
Dr. Mark
And the
Adams?
doctor, yes, that was the pediatric doctor. And the one that did the laparotomy surgery was Dr. Larry Sue.
Okay, let me write this down. Give me 1 second. Mark R. Adams. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me go ahead and write all this down. And then he was treated at the same hospital, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then for Dr. Mark Adams, I have his phone number as 973, or actually, no, I'm sorry. I take that back. asking for the hospital.
I was about to say, I don't have a number.
From what I'm seeing on Google, the phone number that I have for the hospital is 973-972-4300. Does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then can I get the doctor that did the exploratory laparotomy again?
Yes, his name is Larry Sue.
Larry Sue.
S-I-U.
Okay, I think I found him. Okay. Oh my gosh, based on his pictures, he looks super young. Unless this isn't the same person. Okay. All right, so I have his diagnosing doctor as Mark R. Adams, located at University Hospital, 150 Bergen Street in Newark, New Jersey, zip code 07103. Mm-hmm. And the phone number I have for the facility is 973-972-4300. And for the doctor that treated mm-hmm. your son, I have Larry Sue, also at University Hospital, at the address of 150 Bergen Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07103. And the phone number I have for them, once again, is 973-972-4300.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does the emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
He doesn't live with me.
Okay. And do we, can I get, I'm sorry, who is this person to you?
He's my boyfriend.
Okay. And can I get his phone number, please?
862-316-5775.
So 862-316-5775?
Yes, ma'am.
And can you spell his first name for me, please?
D-A-R-R-E-L-L. Mm-hmm. H-O-W-A-R. D. Junior.
Okay, and then can I get his address?
60 Broad Street.
Say that again.
North New Jersey.
60 Broad Street.
60. Yes. North New Jersey. 07104.
Okay, so I have 60. Hold on. This is not. Okay.
Yeah, he lives.
Oh, 60 Ball Street. Is it Irvington, New Jersey?
No, the north.
Huh. I don't know why it's not coming up.
It's on top of a store.
Is the store Rima Ministries?
That no. I don't know.
I don't know why
but
it's coming.
Right on the corner.
Is it on the corner of Ball Street and Nye Ave?
No. It's on the corner of Oriental.
Okay, Ball Street spelled B A L L.
No, B R O A D.
B R
O A D. Broad,
oh, Broad Street. I'm sorry. There we go. Now I have it. Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is why they have us repeat stuff on the phone to make sure we have it correct. Okay. Alrighty, and then do you have any other medical notes that can help your case or would be important to help your case with your son?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, no worries. Alrighty, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you just to make sure I have everything correct. So your son was diagnosed with NEC around October 19, 2016, and he was born and diagnosed at University Hospital located at 150 Bergen Street in Newark, New Jersey, zip code 07103. And he was fed Similac, and you gave birth to him roughly around 31 weeks. And his date of birth is October 9, 2016. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of your son.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have his first and last name as Marquis Smith. Marquis spelled Marquis. Last name Smith spelled Smith. And I have a social security
Yes, ma'am.
number. I have a social security number as 147239638.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your first and last name as Lashana Cox. Lashana spelled Lashana. Last name Cox, Cox. And I have your social security number as 147837475. And I have your date of birth as December 18th, 1989.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your email as your first name, last name 25@yahoo.com. And I have your phone number as 862-316-2290.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your address as 49 Broad Street, Apartment B in Newark, New Jersey, zip code 07104.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your son's NICU admission date as October 11, 2016, and his NICU discharge date as December 11, 2016.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your son's birth weight as 3 pounds 5 ounces. And I have the day that he started using the formula as December 9, 2016. And the date that he stopped using the formula was December 12, 2016.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have his, the last time he was treated for NEC related issues was roughly around May 1st, 2023.
Yes.
And I have his diagnosing doctor as Mark R. Adams. And I have his treating doctor as Larry Sue, both at University Hospital, located at 150 Bergen Street, Newark, New Jersey, zip code 07103. And I have both of those phone numbers as 973-972-4300.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your emergency contact as your boyfriend that does not live with you. I have his name spelled Daryl, spelled name as Daryl, spelled Darrell. Last name Howard, spelled Howard. Last name, or I'm sorry, suffix is Junior, spelled Jr. And I have his phone number as 862-316-5775. And I have his address as 60 Broad Street, located in Newark, New Jersey, zip code 07104.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you this document. So I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone.
Okay.
Should send right about now, I hope. You're going to get a text. That says DocuSign. It'll have my first and last name, Shireen Sakala. And it should also mention mass tort strategies.
Okay.
Let me see if it's sent.
Yeah, I just got it. Say
Okay,
press
perfect.
yes to agree.
Yes. So go ahead and click agree. And then what you're going to do is kind of navigate through the document with the yellow buttons. And whenever it stops you, that means you need to sign something. It just needs your signature.
Okay, I agree. Okay. All right.
And then if you have any questions, let me know, okay?
Yes. Oh, said I'm done signing.
Okay, let me see on my end. Okay, perfect. All right, with that being said, Lashana, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. I hope I didn't take too much time out of your day. I'm really happy to hear that your son's doing okay now and he's still with us. I know it's not only a physical battle for your son, but a mental battle for you as well, you know, watching your son go through so much as a baby. So I can only imagine what you went through. With that being said, With the documents that you just signed, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours. What they're going to do is verify the case with you. Should take about 10 minutes or so. So just be on the lookout for their call within the next 24 to 48 hours. If they don't reach out to you, I will give you a call myself and transfer you over to them. They won't be able to start working on your case without speaking to you. So again, just be on the lookout for their call. With that being said, again, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I just went ahead and sent you a text with my information. So if for any reason you need to contact me, you can contact me on this number. If you happen to run into anyone that had a premature baby that was fed formula, you can also send them my information as well. I'd be more than happy to help them. And then if I need to contact you for any reason, if I need any information from you, this will be the number that I contact you from. But like I said, again, LaShawn, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And again, if you need anything, please feel free to reach out, okay?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.